we've got a bit of a mystery going on right now. Lemony's still missing. No name for the book yet. What's going on?
Well, as anyone in Alabama can attest, the world is in complete chaos. And Lemony Snicket is merely a speck in this long, confusing world, frantically trying to avoid his enemies and trying to make sure that no one gets their hands on the 12th volume in his A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Has he given us any clue about what the title might be or what we might expect from the book?
He has told me personally that it is the longest and most unpleasant of his books so far, and he has revealed that one word in the title is the word "the."
Wow. Really forthcoming of him there.
Well, for him, that's actually quite forthcoming, yes.
Okay. One of the things that we, of course, wanted to understand about the way that Lemony Snicket does his books is that children's books have become very saccharine lately. We have Madonna producing books and such, and yet Lemony is willing to sort of capitalize on the harsher side of life. How is it that he's able to sort of go against that literary trend?
Well, it is very difficult to battle Madonna in any kind of sphere. She fights dirty, and her cheerful demeanor is enough to drive most strong men to drink. Nevertheless, Mr. Snicket has vowed to record every detail of the dreadful story of the Baudelaire orphans, and so he tries not to get distracted by the dance pop divas who mock him and egg him on.
12 books, quite a few. Obviously, he has lots of material to work with. Is there any challenges that you know of that he's faced in particular in getting this 12th one out?
I believe a great number of the challenges that have delayed his getting this book out have to do with being underwater. A portion of the book takes place underwater, and for that reason he had to travel underwater himself to do some research. And, well, as anyone knows, if you travel a great deal underwater, you begin to get very frantic and in dire circumstances. So I believe that was one of his troubles.
How extensive is the research process for him?
Well, he tries to record every detail in the lives of these three poor children, and so I would call it quite extensive, actually, and also expensive, as he's often forced to travel to these places in the off-season when the rates are higher.